Nolte, Media Ignore Brutal School Bus Assault on Florida Child. By John Nolte on December 13, 2019. A 14-year-old boy was hospitalized after being brutally beaten on a school bus this week. And the usual tut-tutters of toxic this and bigotry that have nothing to say. The appalling video has only now gone viral on social media. According to the family of the boy, who is only being identified as Tyler, the beating occurred on November 21. Via Twitter, Tyler's mother, at American Diaries, said the beating occurred because her son wore a Trump 2020 hat to school in the past, something he picked up at a flea market. She said Tyler was immediately harassed for wearing the hat and stopped wearing it, but the resentment and anger lingered to the breaking point on the bus. The date that he stopped wearing it is unclear, as the school district said no political apparel was seen in security footage of the incident. To be clear, my son bought his Trump 2020 hat with his own money at the flea market a few weeks ago, she tweeted. He was proud to wear it. He wore it to school, but due to immediate bullying he put it away and didn't wear it to school again. Sadly, the damage was already done and was now a target, she added. From that point on, she claims, he was steadily getting messed with. He was getting hit, tripped and verbally abused on the bus, but it all came to a head yesterday on his bus ride home. She added that the nurse noted there are bruises on his arm that were older along with his new injuries. He didn't tell us. The video is like something out of a horror movie. A violent scene filled with high-pitched shrieking and a horde of kids jumping Tyler, fists swinging. Tyler does try to defend himself, but he's outnumbered 5-1 and forced to lie down on his school bus seat and protect himself from a rain of blows from 3 girls and 2 boys. My attorney at Foy Walker Pace said it's okay to release the video. Warning graphic: keep in mind this is only the first 21 seconds of the video. Please RT to have these 2 girls and 3 boys held accountable. pic.twitter.com/80ec79k2xn. American Diaries, at American Diaries, December 12, 2019. Dash. Tyler's mother added that she believes the attack is a hate crime. Her son is white, and all 5 of the attackers look black. Plain and simple, this was a hate crime and attempted murder according to the state of Florida, since it was over 3 kids that jumped him and these kids are older and larger, she tweeted. I'm sitting in the hospital with my 14-year-old kid because he was just jumped by 8 black kids on the school bus. I guess that's what happens when a kid wears a hashtag Trump hat to school. And who's the violent ones again? Earlier today they poured milk all over his head. pic.twitter.com/spchnoah. American Diaries, at American Diaries, November 21, 2019. Dash. She added a photo of what she says were the doctor's orders after Tyler's hospital release. pic.twitter.com/mkmw0xxpo6. American Diaries, at American Diaries, November 22, 2019. Dash. The family attorney, Foy Walker, tweeted on Thursday that the matter is currently being investigated. I am representing the victim in this video, who is a student at Hamilton County, Florida School District. This incident occurred on the school bus and is under investigation. Foy B. Walker PA, at Foy Walker PA, December 12, 2019. Dash. Here's my question. Where the hell's the establishment media on this? If the media are as noble and unbiased and concerned with bullying and political violence as they pompously claim, where are they? We have video. For crying out loud. The same media who have eagerly spread dozens and dozens and dozens of hate crime hoaxes, and have done so deliberately as a means to frame Trump supporters as the perpetrators, are ignoring this story, even though at worst, we have video of what is obviously vicious bullying and beating. Granted, we may discover the beating had nothing to do with the Trump hat, but details like that never stop the media from relentlessly replaying this kind of video couched with words like alleged and apparent. And do I even need to say it? Is it necessary to even bother to point out anymore just how big this story would be if a black child were beaten by 5 white kids over his support for Kamala Harris? It would be Rodney King all over again, and that is no exaggeration. A similar story, involving a 16-year-old who claims she was assaulted by a male teacher for wearing a Women for Trump pin, is also being ignored by the same media who eagerly and deliberately spread all of these anti-Trump hoaxes. but we are talking about the same media who ignored these 639 acts of violence and harassment against Trump supporters. So ignoring the claims of a couple of school kids is exactly what we expect. You see, according to the fake media, Tyler is the wrong kind of victim. Yes, he's just a child, but his beliefs are incorrect. And, therefore, the media believe he was asking for it and that he had it coming. This beating is the outcome the media want. Over 4 years, these villains have spent billions and billions of dollars on propaganda to turn support for Trump into something that is socially unacceptable. So Jake Tapper and Chuck Todd and Don Lemon and Chris Cuomo and Rachel Maddow don't see this video as the horror story it is. No, they see it as proof that their propaganda campaign has succeeded. Tyler's brutal beating is a win for the media. In the bloodshot with hate eyes of CNN and the Washington Post and New York Times and NBC, CBS, PBS, ABC, NPR, and all the rest, Tyler's reported support for Trump has demoted him to a second-class citizen. And his refusal to obey means he deserves to be hospitalized by proud social justice warriors. Just don't call the media the enemy of the people. Editor's note, this article has been updated to clarify that Tyler was not wearing a MAGA hat at the time of the incident. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.